Over 150 years ago, on December 8, 1870, His Holiness Pope Pius IX declared St. Joseph patron of the Universal Church. In the decree from the Sacred Congregation of Rites announcing this decision, they said, "As Almighty God appointed Joseph, son of the patriarch Jacob, over all the land of Egypt, to save grain for the people, so when the fullness of time had come, and he was about to send to earth his only begotten Son, the Savior of the world, he chose another Joseph, of whom the first had been the type, and he made him the Lord and chief of his household and possessions, the guardian of his choicest treasures. Indeed, he had as his spouse the Immaculate Virgin Mary, of whom was born by the Holy Spirit Jesus Christ our Lord, who deigned to be reputed in the sight of men as the son of Joseph, and was subject to him. Him whom countless kings and prophets had desired to see, Joseph not only saw, but conversed with, and embraced in paternal affection, and kissed. He most diligently reared him, whom the faithful were to receive as the bread that came down from heaven, whereby they might obtain eternal life. Because of this sublime dignity which God conferred on his most faithful servant, the Church has always most highly honored and praised Blessed Joseph next to his spouse, the Virgin Mother of God, and has besought his intercession in times of trouble. And now, therefore, when in these most troublesome times the Church is beset by enemies on every side, and is weighed down by calamities so heavy that ungodly men assert that the gates of hell have at length prevailed against her, the venerable prelates of the whole Catholic world have presented to the Sovereign Pontiff their own petitions and those of the faithful committed to their charge, praying that he would deign to constitute Saint Joseph patron of the Church. And this time their prayer and desire was renewed by them even more earnestly at the Sacred Ecumenical Council of the Vatican. Accordingly, it has now pleased our most holy sovereign, Pope Pius IX, in order to entrust himself and all the faithful to the Patriarch Saint Joseph's most powerful patronage, has chosen to comply with the prelate's desire and has solemnly declared him patron of the Catholic Church. And now, on the occasion of the 150th year of his predecessor's declaration, Pope Francis has declared that the year from December 8, 2020 to December 8, 2021 be the year of Saint Joseph, so that we may increase our love for this great saint, be encouraged to implore his intercession, and imitate his virtues. To help in this effort, the Apostolic Penitentiary has established the following ways to gain indulgences in this year. The plenary indulgence is granted to the faithful under the usual conditions, to Christians who, with a spirit detached from any sin, participate in the year of Saint Joseph in the following ways. First, because Saint Joseph, an authentic man of faith, invites us to rediscover our filial relationship with the Father, to renew fidelity to prayer, and to listen and correspond with profound discernment to God's will. A plenary indulgence is granted to those who will meditate for at least 30 minutes on the Lord's Prayer, or take part in a spiritual retreat of at least one day that includes a meditation on Saint Joseph. Second, because Saint Joseph encourages us to rediscover the value of silence, prudence, and loyalty in carrying out our duties, an indulgence can also be obtained by those who, following Saint Joseph's example, will perform a spiritual or corporal work of mercy. Third, in order that all Christian families may be encouraged and inspired to recreate the same atmosphere of intimate communion, love, and prayer that was in the Holy Family, an indulgence may be obtained by families or engaged couples who pray the Holy Rosary. Fourth, considering that Pope Pius XII instituted the Feast of Saint Joseph the Worker on May 1st, in order that the dignity of work may be recognized by all and to inspire social life and laws based on the fair distribution of rights and duties, an indulgence may be obtained by those who entrust their daily activity to the protection of Saint Joseph, and to those who invoke the intercession of Saint Joseph so that people seeking work can find dignifying work. Fifth, because the Holy Family's flight into Egypt reminds us that God is there where man is in danger, where man suffers, where he runs away, where he experiences rejection and abandonment, a plenary indulgence is granted to the faithful who will recite the Litany of Saint Joseph for the persecuted church, within and without, and for the relief of all Christians suffering all forms of persecution. Lastly, the Apostolic Penitentiary grants a plenary indulgence to the faithful who will recite any approved prayer or act of piety in honor of Saint Joseph, especially on March 19th, the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, on May 1st, the Memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker, on the 19th of each month, or any Wednesday, a day traditionally dedicated to Saint Joseph. Join me now in this prayer. To you, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our tribulation, and having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also. Through that charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embraced the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the chosen children of Jesus Christ. O most loving Father, ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty Protector, be kind to us, and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As once you rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield too each one of us by your constant protection, so that, supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Sus sipe de precatione.